Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
More people checking in about the married guy. Not the married guy. Excuse me. The guy wants to maybe hook up with a pregnant chick.
Dating the pregnant chick.
And the dude's a big listener. I know he's still listening probably. We're not hammering you at all. I think thank you for listening. And you wanted advice. You know, you're getting it from all angles, by the way.
Sometimes our listeners can be a little harsh.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can be a little harsh.
Yeah. That's one thing I haven't been through yet. I've been through pretty much every other relationship debacle you can think of. And I know you have, too, when it comes to divorces. But I've never been through that part.
The word debacle is not overused here.
No.
No, not at all. I've dated...
In this case.
I've dated people with kids. I've dated... I did all of the things, except for got divorced. Nice one, Craig.
Whoa.
That was a good one.
I heard that one in here.
You guys got the divorce stuff covered.
Oof.
You got the fake kid stuff happening.
Looking at
Craig was a fake kid.
A relationship from a logical standpoint.
Yeah, we're trying to go.
Very few people do. Relationships in and of themselves are complicated.
Yep.
And this is just a whole nother layer.
Can of complicated worms. Yep. That's a good one, Craig.
Yeah, I like
so you ripped your pants on that one.
No.
It did sound like
we've been through a lot of scenarios.
Yep.
Not that one, yep. And I can't imagine how ugly that could get.
Well, you're so right. I mean, relationships where you just meet somebody
is tough.
And start hanging out, things get complicated. This is, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Right.
Unless you're one of those fighters who can overcome the odds.
Yeah, good luck with that.
That's a lot of energy.
Yep.
A lot of energy to get through that.
Was on this date in 2005.
More poison. History.
Yeah. Stupid history. Put that right up there with science.
Poison the band.
That's 14 years ago. Brett's on the big interview with Dan Rather tonight.
He is.
Right? Yeah.
Poison guitarist CC DeVille returned home after a stint in rehab and found that his home had been burglarized and about 30 of his guitars and amps were missing.
That's dude, why I'm never going to go
job.
To rehab.
Yep.
That's an argument against rehab right there.
Yep.
You want to go to rehab? Nah, somebody's going to rob my house.
Right.
They certainly could. Of course, I guess he didn't have anyone.
Sound like an inside job. We know he's at rehab. We know where his house is. We know the code. You know?
Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
Did he ever get his stuff back?
I don't remember. I do remember.
I don't recall.
I don't remember.
I remember the story. I don't remember a follow-up.
Yeah, I don't remember either. This seems a little weird, but they did a study and they figured that, and this is of course, which is kind of why I bring it up.
What?
The
of course study. Yeah.
Yeah. Most parents eat some of their kids' Halloween candy.
Jesus.
Headline.
Yes. I eat the stuff we're handing out.
Yeah. That's why I buy good stuff.
Yeah. Next Thursday, I'll eat the stuff we hand
out.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, my kids aren't trick-or-treating anymore, but, you know, that's why we'll buy more for our house.
Yeah. There's other moochers around the neighborhood.
So I don't care to hand out candy. I don't care to see the people in their stupid outfits.
I like the little kids. I like real little kids.
I just don't care.
I like real little kids.
And so I don't participate.
Do you even turn the lights on?
No.
Man, you're a grumpy old man.
I will even go. Well, for years, we've had our own kids
right,
to deal with, and we would go out. We'd go to someone else's house, you know, the uncle's house or something,
right,
and use that as the base. So we weren't even around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So now we're around. I asked my daughter yesterday, hey, you going to be around and hand out candy to the kids? We'll get, you know, we'll get some. You can hand out candy. She says, no, but I think you should.
You should, Craig.
No!
No, she's not willing to. Then why should she expect that of you?
I don't, oh, it'd be cool. It'd be nice if you did it. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would be nice.
No one cares.
Yeah, because your house is turned off. They think you're a grumpy old man.
I am.
I know that. And so am I, but we always have the lights on. The kids come up, you know.
The beautiful thing about get up.
My
and
place.
You buy 100. You buy candy for 100 kids, and four show up.
Yeah, you're in a higher traffic area. My house is kind of.
You're
hidden,
in a holler. So, yeah, nobody goes down there. Yours look like the house you get murdered at.
Yep.
Right.
And I should dress it up even more.
Like the house you get murdered at.
Yeah, right. But you know, I maybe get 20, 30 kids.
That's more than I thought. House. That's not bad.
And then we have lots of leftover candy as a result.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, the problem is I end up eating quite a bit of it. Especially if it's the Reese's peanut butter cups or something of that sort.
I eat anything, you know. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, my wife will take the leftovers to work the next day.
Yeah.
Just toss them in the break room or whatever.
That's all right to get everybody's leftovers when you go to work.
Well, I can get by with it because I don't hang out with anybody here.
Yeah. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
You guys hand out candy at the house? You probably do, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you. Be friendly, neighborhood. Be a friendly neighbor.
Yeah.
If I knew where Craig would live, I'd come knocking the door that night, but I don't know where he lives.
I won't be there.
Yeah. Well, you will.
So please, come on by. I'll give you my address.
You just don't even be there, right?
Well whatever. As far as you know, I won't be there.
I don't know where the house is.
Nick still has kids that are they still of trick-or-treating age? Or
yeah, the youngest still trick-or-treat.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you take them out or mom takes them out?
I'll take them out.
You will? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
Put a couple beers in the pocket and
everybody does.
Yeah,
see, we always split it when my wife would go out with my daughter and I would stay home and hand out candy.
And then you half the night you split. Yeah, we split too. I hand out candy. Yeah,
I just stay home and hand out candy.
Don't treat anymore, which is fine.
Yeah, I'll try to split if it's cold out.
Yeah, yeah. Trick or treat.
I'll just put on the gorilla suit,
Mr. Evans. How you doing?
That's my son.
He don't live here. You kids get out of my doorway. Old mean Mr. Evans.
Hey,
never open the door.
Hey, get off my lawn.
Your kids want some Taco Bell fire sauce? Yeah. You should hand out condiment packages.
I like that.
And candy corn.
Yeah.
That's an awful combination.
Exactly.
It's awful. Chris Rangiola is going to be in the studio later this week and featuring.
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
I emailed her.
Oh, she wasn't going to tell you until she wanted us to tell you.
Oh.
You're featuring.
Yeah. Well, Jason Regan's hosting.
Yeah.
And he put something on Facebook being like, hey, I'm at the club this week. I'm like, well, I thought I was at the club this week. So I reached out to Colleen and we're both there.
Yeah, but he's the MC. Yeah. You're the feature act.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Gallon Future.
Cool.
FunnyboneOmaha.com.
Good for you.
Yeah, Colleen said you need a good 25, so try to come up with 20 more minutes of material.
I'm scrambling. I was poring over notebooks last night trying to come up with something. What rhymes with fart?
All of a sudden, Nick's a musical comic. He's going to take his guitar up.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to sing at the funny part anymore.
No, you
at least
can't
like
do that,
opening
you can't
for
do Broken Wings. Yeah. I'm not allowed to sing at the Funny Bone. That's fun. They did a SNL, not excuse me, a Family Guy. They were making fun of Netflix, giving everybody
their
comedy specials. Just a little quick joke, but they do, Peter gets on stage, and he's just set up comedian, and he had no punchlines.
Yeah, beautiful. I've seen that guy.
It was unbelievable. I know.
So how about that Facebook?
Yeah. Anybody ever been to Georgia? he does them bang, 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 and they're all like, you know.
You suck.
Yeah.
Well, at the end, the punch is, Dane Cook did all these jokes, these setups already.
Yes. These half jokes.
These half jokes. Yes, that's what they said.
He's half jokes already.
Half setup comedian.
That's going to piss off Dane Cook.
So, McAfee has come out with their list of the most dangerous celebrities to search for online.
What, because it takes you to porn or something?
Potentially expose people to malicious content. You know, we've had that issue in this room, actually.
Right. Yeah.
Where Todd looked up, I forget what, and, you know, there was some...
Aaron Andrews.
Yeah, but I looked her up. I looked her up, and I was fine.
Yeah, but it depends on where you go.
Got it.
Yeah, it depends on the website. Mm-hmm. I went to an unsafe website, apparently.
Yeah, so the most dangerous celebrity to look up this year...
is LD. If you look up him naked, by the way, it won't... You won't have spyware, or you're just...
No, he's harmless.
Your eyes out.
And that's only available on our Twitter account. Yeah.
Is Alexis Bledel.
Who's she?
Oh, she was one of the Gilmore Girls. She's been in a bunch of movies, too. Okay. You'd recognize her.
See, and that's the thing.
I would think she's pretty harmless.
Well, it's not her fault.
Are we looking up Alexis Bledel nude?
I didn't.
Because you're afraid of that?
No, yeah. I specifically didn't, just so I could say I didn't.
You could have lied.
I could have, but I don't want to lie. Right. I don't want to lie. Bledel is how you spell Alexis's last name. She was, I guess, Rory Gilmore in the Gilmore Girls.
She's the younger one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That show was horrible.
Didn't watch it. Yeah.
People loved it.
Yeah.
Well, my wife did.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's in A Handmaid's Tale.
That was a chick show, yeah.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, too.
Yeah,
that, too.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say this is the first time I've ever seen her.
Yeah.
Mad Men. She was in a few Mad Men
shows.
Yeah. You definitely recognize her.
That Gilmore Girls was written in such a way, just every sentence they said was like, nobody talks like this. They're all smart and reasoned, and it drove me nuts.
Nobody does this crap.
And then you get yelled at for yelling at the TV.
Yeah.
She was in Sin City. Robert Rodriguez.
What about her? What about the website? What happens?
Yeah,
to her?
Why is she dangerous?
I don't know why people have made her dangerous. I do not know why people who want to infect your computer have made her the most dangerous celebrity.
Does that make her more attractive then for people checking her out? Does that help her? Could it help her out? She's not a main star.
I think it would hurt.
It definitely would hurt you. I would think. Yeah, but people are going to do it now.
Well, now you got to try nude just to see if she shows up anywhere.
Or you can just go to Mr. Skin.
Is she nude?
She doesn't look that hot in The Handmaid's Tale, but nobody looks that hot in The Handmaid's Tale.
Now with their dresses on.
They totally frump them up.
Now, this may help you understand why she is number one, although you still won't be able to put it into words. Number two on the list of the most dangerous celebrities to look for online is James Corden.
Oh good. Because
you're exposed to carpool karaoke, which is that's dangerous.
Worst thing ever done on TV.
And Craig did punch in that one nude.
Yeah.
Not again.
Oh, you've already been there?
Not again.
I think you're pretty safe on that because you can't see his junk over his gut and everything.
That was another
It's tough. Yeah.
You're fat shaming him.
That was another Family Guy bit where Peter jumps into the car with James Corden.
Right. And thinks his taxi cab professional.
I just had a devil's threesome. It's two guys and me. I think that's just gay sex. I thought this was taxi cab confessions. Yeah.
And he goes, no, this is carpool karaoke. He goes, that's gay. Pull over.
I think he says, that's gay. Pull over by that hot guy.
Dude. Yep.
Yeah.
I think you just said that.
No, I didn't.
he did, but he was quoting correctly.
And I challenge you to figure out how to cut it out, Craig.
Yeah, I don't hate to be a curmudgeon, but carpool karaoke is just so annoying.
I watched the Paul McCartney one. That was pretty cool.
Somebody told me the Paul McCartney one was okay, except that it would be cool if he wasn't. Corden wasn't singing.
And then it goes Sophie Turner. She's in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I know she is, yeah.
And Anna Kendrick.
Really?
We like her.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's plain sexy hot, you know.
In the... those Hilton commercials, right?
Yeah, she's in those now,
Yeah, she's good in those. Yeah.
All the Pitch Perfect movies.
I didn't watch any of those, but she's great in the Up in the Air.
I have seen all three of them.
Oh, because your daughter. You say because your daughter, right? Yeah.
Was she in...
God, that had to be horrible. Acapella is... crap, man.
Yeah.
Was she in a De Niro movie, or am I thinking of Anne Hathaway?
That's Hathaway.
Sometimes I get too confused.
She did The Intern.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That's
with
it.
De Niro. It's awful.
I'm sure it's a great movie.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It got at least 2 stars on the TV guide, on my guide.
Yeah. Low standards.
That is pretty.
Well, that's
2's not good. No, there's 5.
No, it only goes up to 4.
Oh, okay.
They're pity stars.
So it's half good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, De Niro can get 2 just for showing up.
All movies should be boners, not stars.
I think you're right.
Like the old Hustler. I mean, no matter the skins, no matter if it's good or not, it should just be boner. 3/4 boner, good movie.
I like that.
Not stars. When you click on the guy, whatever system you have, it'll say the movie and how many boners it is.
Yeah. Does that look fully erect to you?
Yeah, yeah, that stuck to the
tape. Yeah, it really did. Loud and clear.
Yeah. A British tourist.
Now, I want to know why these are dangerous to look up.
Somebody put malware in their system for some reason.
Yeah, somebody puts malware. Somebody attaches malware to the pictures.
Hackers have decided they're good bait.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we'll find out because I just looked up. I didn't look up Corden, but I just looked up the IMDb of Alexis Bledel and Anna Kendrick. So we'll see if that's dangerous.
Well, probably the IMDb.
No, IMDb is fine.
The computer's going to start smoking.
Is anybody new, Derek? Puss.
That Alexis Bledel was not. No.
No. You checked Mr. Skin?
I did.
Anna Kendrick's not naked anywhere.
No, I don't believe so, no.
No, we've been looking at that for a long time.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Every day.
You know, because people look every day.
Yep, yep.
There are guys that are looking every day.
Well, Mr. Skin will tell you that.
To see if something new came up.
And I'm pretty sure the Corden nudes are fake.
Yeah.
You can tell. Boston's
the lighting is weird. It doesn't match up.
Mr. Man.
James Corden fake nude.
I wonder if it's like a volume thing where they're not being searched as much, but there's enough bad stuff out there that just makes them the worst.
Algorithms are weird.
Yeah.
No, computer geeks are weird. Just stupid.
The Facebook algorithm, I've got trouble with that. I've talked to friends and be like, oh, I've got this weird disease. Didn't you know? Like,
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Well, I put it on Facebook. I'm like, dude, I know.
Yeah,
you think like if your friend is sick, it would pop that to the top of it. Be like, hey, just a heads up.
How about call me?
Yeah.
All right. According to Rick on the Facebook Messenger, there are lots of deep fakes involving these women and James Corden, apparently.
And James Corden. These are deep fake issues.
Makes the most
sense.
Well,
this list has come out for years.
Yeah, it has. Before deep fakes, right.
But that could just be what's putting them at the top of the list this year.
Right. Okay, but when you type in, none of these deep fakes are coming up. There's no porn coming up. You're saying
no. I didn't Google their name. I just went to the IMDb.
Oh well, that's not fair then.
Should I Google their
what
name?
An ass. I mean, a complete ass.
I don't know. I'm laughing.
Who's
so are you?
I'm laughing at
Did
it.
You yelled at Todd or me?
No, he's yelling at you.
Oh, making fun of his
for mocking him.
Now, I didn't Google the names because you scared me. I don't want my computer going down.
Well, you got to go to a press trusted website.
Yeah, if you Google
not
the name,
just any old fly by night thing.
If you Google the name, you're not going to get in trouble. It's until you roll, 3 or 4 pages down in the Google listings and find that weird website that nobody's heard of. That's the one where you're going to get in trouble.
Right,
and you don't have to you don't have to go that far into the.
No.
You go to IMDb or Wikipedia or something, you're fine.
Yeah, but those aren't going to have the naked pictures.
And apparently,
that's the problem.
Anna Kendrick will not get naked.
No, she will not.
Unless you're dating her.
You'd like to say,
and there's
again,
a shot.
I still don't think that's going to happen for any of us.
And there's a shot.
Here we go. I'm not going to touch this link, but it says Alexis Bledel nude stolen pics smoking hot from celebmasta.com.
There you go.
Yep. Click on it.
Touch it. Click it. We got the IT guy who can fix your computer.
No,
touch
I'm not
going
to click it.
Touch it.
Well, it's just like anything.
He's going to burst through the door here. No.
You have to be careful what websites you click on, no matter what you're looking for.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Apparently celebmasta.com is one of them.
Less than reputable. Mm-hmm.
Although it's tempting.
Click it.
Yeah. I'm sure it's fine.
If you saw Anna Kendrick leaked photos, you would click it.
Click.
And damn the IT. Yeah, damn the IT guy.
Well, not damn the IT guy. Save me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, I know Craig just did that story, but sorry. I didn't know.
The story had 3 boners up. I had to click it.
A Viking couple is, or Minnesota couple.
I was going to say.
It's like Nordic?
Viking fan couple facing charges after police found a cannon at their home, inside their home. Bruce and Ramona Wakefield are looking at multiple charges for possession of illegal drugs, weapons.
They shoot the fridge with it like Todd does with his pistol.
After Storitage raided their house, a full sweep of the residence uncovered 50 grams of the meth, 12 firearms, and a functioning cannon, along with what is called cannon accessories.
You don't want meth head with cannon accessories.
Well, a lot of meth heads
including
have
a cannon.
Cannons to protect the lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to turn the cannon real quick for somebody to come at you.
It's got to be safer than the gun. Yeah. You can see it light the giant fuse.
In case the DEA or... One of those
little cans you see at the end of end zones, the smaller ones, or with a full-blown Civil War cannon.
I've given you the information I have.
The Patriots cannon.
The Patriot cannon.
Touchdown!
If they were real Viking fans, they'd have a fortified Yaller horn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know a guy that made his own cannon.
Well, didn't...
Not on meth, right?
How many digits is he missing now?
None that I'm aware of.
Hunter S. Thompson had a cannon on his property, the fortified compound out of Colorado, and Johnny Depp stuffed his ashes in there and blew it all over the property.
Right.
In the memorial service.
Good. Apparently that was fairly expensive.
Yeah. A good cannon's expensive. I looked into it.
Well, that's why this guy built his own.
Oh, his homemade.
Apparently you can build them for less than you can buy them for.
Yeah, you can find the instructions on the internet how to build a cannon.
Don't do that, kids.
And it was loud.
It doesn't seem that dangerous.
Well, if it's a cast iron tube, if you stay out of the front of the tube, it might not. Yeah, but I guess a lot of powder in that might blow the whole tube up.
Yeah, it's right, but I think it'd be more dangerous for the person shooting it. Because now you'd be like, I'm going to shoot you with this cannon. Yeah. Stand there for 20 seconds.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You can run away from a cannon.
Yeah, if I'm getting a cannon, I'm going to go to an auction at Gettysburg.
There you go. They don't sell those.
Sell it off some Civil War cannons.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
They don't sell those off.
They've worked. These cannons.
Cannons. Yeah. That's the name of a store
these
down there.
These cannons killed hundreds of Rams.
I just don't think you should put the words amateur explosives together.
Especially and meth.
Yeah.
And meth.
Yeah. Nothing good's going to happen.
Yeah. They fired all the time the Vikings score.
If I bought that cannon in Gettysburg, I would only shoot it at guys with rebel flags on their truck.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You'd get run out of town real quick.
That'd be kind of cool.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.